Democrat David Gill, Republican Rodney Davis, and Independent John Hartman all think very differently about the Affordable Care Act. Gill says he wouldn't have voted for it had he been in Congress in 2010 because of its private health insurance mandate.
It brings 32 million more customers into the clutches of the private health insurance industry.
But Gill, who's touted his experience as a family practice physician and emergency room doctor throughout the campaign, stresses he doesn't think the health insurance industry is evil.
They simply have a different mission than the mission should be of healthcare providers and of governmental leaders. My mission as a healthcare provider is to make sure that people are healthy.
And Dr. Gill does believe some elements of the Affordable Care Act do serve that purpose, including provisions that keep insurers from denying coverage to those with pre-existing conditions, keep young adults under 26 insured through their parents' coverage, and address the so-called Medicare donut hole. He would have liked something else, though.
I would have put a public option in there, if nothing else, as a demonstration project.
Rodney Davis agrees with Gill about the benefits of the Affordable Care Act covering pre-existing conditions and younger adults staying on their parents' plan. He also likes that it lifts lifetime caps. Nevertheless, he has consistently stated that if elected, he would work in Congress to repeal and replace the legislation with what he calls a market-based solution. It's a conclusion he attributes to his wife's successful battle with colon cancer.
My wife was diagnosed, well, misdiagnosed for months before she was correctly diagnosed after being told it was in her head that she had colon cancer. And the only reason we were able to get that diagnosis was because we had the ability to move beyond our primary care physician and go to a specialist who thought he would find Crohn's disease and unfortunately found colon cancer tumor.
Davis says that experience has solidified his view that patients need to be able to choose where and when to seek medical treatment.
We can do some simple changes in this country by allowing insurance to be sold across state lines, by allowing larger pools to be able to put together to reduce rates.
John Hartman, meanwhile, is generally satisfied with the legislation passed in 2010.
The Affordable Care Act is projected to cover 32 million more Americans, and we certainly should not repeal that because we'll go back to arguing with each other. We won't have anything.
Yet Hartman notes controlling health care costs has to be a priority. He points to the Mayo Clinic as an example of how quality care can also be economical.
What they do is they pay their doctors on a salary. They don't pay them on a... The more tests, the more procedures you perform, the more money you make. You get to make the same amount of money. Then that takes that out of the equation. You just concentrate on what's best for the patient.
All three candidates believe there's more that can be done to ensure the nation's health and well-being. David Gill believes the best path to a healthier country lies in his concept of Medicare for everyone.
We can design a Medicare that allows for appropriate counseling and diet, whether it be dietary counseling or sitting down with a physician to talk for 30 minutes about options to stop smoking, those types of things, to push forward before these things mount up and become a crisis ultimately.
Rodney Davis believes we should expand the use of community health care centers nationwide as a more cost-effective health care safety net.
We can do it and provide those who are uninsured, underinsured, and underserved the ability to get that primary care access that they need.
John Hartman emphasizes the importance of education as a means to a healthier nation.
What we need to do is probably starting with our public schools, have a reinvigorated understanding of how our behavior affects our health and make that part of our approach to health throughout our lifetimes.
David Gill, Rodney Davis, and John Hartman, three men with three sets of ideas about health care who would likely debate and ultimately vote in different ways in Congress on behalf of Illinois' 13th District. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.